Journalists like Robert Fisk, who's absolutely brilliant and superb, has managed to weather the storm. John Pilger was cast out a few years ago, and he's now back in the fold with the Mirror, and he has a superb platform. And his talents as an independent campaigning journalist are recognised. It is an extremely fickle industry. If you read something that you enjoy, that you agree with, send a letter in. And you know, as if you disagree with something again, send in a letter. But yes, there are some of us who do get attacked for our views. Most of it is subliminal rather than overt. But I experienced it recently when I said that I was about to embrace Islam. As I say, the Mirror columnist Sue Carroll wrote a piece saying, "Go back to Afghanistan." The Londoner's Diary and the Evening Standard said that I was receiving tutelage from Sheikh Abu Hamza, who was linked to Al-Qaeda. As a result of that snippet, I ended up on a terrorist website in America as a terrorist suspect. So, Sultana, I may be calling on for your help next time I go to America, because it could turn out to be a one-way trip.